This is The Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
When we think fake news, we think about one special man. His name is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going? That's really, really good. I will apologise. It's a bit windy. I'm outside. They've taken our offices at the Adelaide Mail.
Oh,
they
no.
Just, literally picked them up and moved them because we're not writing enough articles. So I didn't know they could do that, but there we go.
Are you guys just in one of those like fibro cabins that are easily moved?
Oh, we could only dream to be that high, really. It was just an old refrigerator box that we were working out.
I've got a spare room at my place if you want, Dan. You could happily...
A room. God, all our dreams come true.
Four walls and a door. One could only dream. Dan, Christmas this Saturday is only 10 weeks away, but what everyone wants to know is, will we see borders open before then? Premier Marshall seems to be like, on one hand, yes. On the next day, no. Do you know, Dan?
I think it's just really presumptuous that people will want to come to South Australia for Christmas. Usually it goes the other way, isn't it? The mass exodus.
Yes.
Those 5 or 6 family members who do want to come home may be a little disappointed. We'll wait and see.
Well, Premier Stephen Marshall shared another very special announcement with us this week. He swallowed something peculiar. Dan, what was it?
It was, he was at a press conference and he said, very exciting announcement, the vaccination rate's up and I've just swallowed a fly. Now, if swallowing a fly is an exciting announcement, we really look forward to the next election cycle.
You guys brought this to us attention to our attention on Twitter. Here is the audio.
A very exciting announcement. The vaccination rate in South Australia is going very well. And plus, I just swallowed a fly and I can feel it.
If that doesn't win some kind of award, I'm not sure what will, because that's just brilliant.
A bit of protein.
Yeah. If you watch that, the journalists actually don't care that he swallowed a fly and just keep asking him questions straight away. It's really rude.
He does struggle with a bottle of water after that, trying to clear his throat. Speaking of politics, Dan, there has been plenty of political jostling here in South Australia this week. And it's interesting to see, like, kind of like the power hitters move around. I wonder with the Adelaide Mail, did you have to jostle to get your position as spokesperson for the company?
I'm jostling to try and get out of the position, to be honest. No one else wants to do it.
Yeah.
So it's very, very difficult. So, yes, a bit of political jostling going on, but perhaps the other way at the Adelaide Mail.
We're not forcing you to talk to us every week, Dan. You keep begging me on Instagram, let me talk on radio.
Well, you're very persistent, I will say that much.
Well, this week we learned about the many talents of the Adelaide Mail. Not only do you guys give us the fake news, but you've also dropped some beats in 2009.
Yes.
I love this. Son of Dad released an album called Straight Out of Brompton. How do I hear this?
Hopefully on Power FM. This has been my big play all along, just trying to promote my old high school ska band.
Yes.
Look, if Power FM could play some Son of Dad, I don't know what the rules are, but we would really appreciate it.
Well,
we just want to quit it so we can get back, quit Adelaide Mail so we can get back to playing ska.
We do have a segment on Fridays called Live and Local,
yeah.
Jan, and I would love nothing more than for you to come in.
Well, we would love that.
Dan, in news that has upset some, we've been diligently checking and using our QR codes here in SA, but according to the state's chief auditor, our data has allegedly been illegally stored for longer than 28 days. Does the Adelaide Mail have anything to hide?
No, just a bunch of names and addresses and phone numbers and where people have been. But aside from that, we're pretty clear, you know?
Good.
Well, I've decided this week we don't care about the news. We care about the Adelaide Mail because we've heard about your album dropping and apparently you guys are operating another secret side hustle and you've been doing this all along. It's called the Adelaide Mail. How do we find this website?
Yeah, so just go onto Google, turn Safe Search off, obviously, and type Adelaide Mail, and you will find, we're not explicit enough for OnlyFans, but we're doing Only Barns because we're so obsessed with the O-Barn. So I think that's going to be our gig, explicit photos on the O-Barn.
That is perfect. And if you want the insight into Adelaide Mail, sometimes they drop it on Twitter, so at Adelaide Mail is the place to follow. This is where you might get some of these album covers.
And you've got to make sure you spell it right, guys, okay? M-A-L-E, Mail.
Instagram, Facebook, they're there. Of course, Adelaide Mail, mail.com. Dan, we'll catch you next week.
See you then.